going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I gotta ask you a question. Seriously, partner, would you put me in the category of disrespecting the Rockets as you led the show? I had Houston in five, but...
Warriors in five doesn't
disrespect
in my book. But, you know, I've done, three, 4-hour shows with you this week, and I think there's been some disrespect.
Okay.
That's all. A little. Not a big deal.
Okay. And the reason I asked you that is I think I am or have been without trying to do that. But where I'm going is, Steiny, there were like 9 times in that game in the second half. It's sitting there at 14, 17. Post hits a 3. I go to OKC, and I'm not comparing them, but I just will, in 16. And some of those games to where that would have been a 40-point game. And my point is the Rockets couldn't put the Warriors in the coffin, it felt like. And I'm like, a shot
totally
here,
agree.
A turnover not here. We got a 9. Fitz was even trying to get like, give it to me. I'm here waiting. And I guess I'm saying that to say, I feel like that's a positive that Houston couldn't put the Warriors away to where maybe game 3, you know, obviously the Warriors don't get behind, but there's just a mechanism or component to Houston.
No doubt.
To where they're never going to run off to where we'll never see them again. If that makes any sense.
No, it does. To me, it makes perfect sense. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I don't believe the Rockets can get up 10, then push it to 16, then it's 22, and then it's 28. I don't think they can. You can say whatever you want. Their offense isn't good enough and they're not buttoned up. Like they're inexperienced still.
Mm.
They just are. And I completely agree. I thought there was a few times, I don't know how many in general, where in the second half, you know, the Rockets they weren't the smartest team in the world, but they made enough shots at the right time that it never got into the zone where they felt the war.
Yeah, the Jabari Smith one out of the timeout in the court. That's when I was like, okay.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Oakland. Hey, Mike, what do you got, buddy?
Well, I got several things. What you talked about earlier about the disrespect of Kuminga twirling his hand, I was blown away how disrespected he was.
Wow.
Made me mad, but I'm going to keep moving on because thoroughly disrespected.
Wow. Well, yeah, Hey, Mike, real quick, I don't know if that was the case, you know, because I want to be real careful. I'm just glad somebody else kind of noticed what I saw. Thanks, man.
He was very disrespected, Steiny. You were spot on.
All right.
My other thing is, what does Buddy Hield have on Steve Kerr? Did he catch him cheating or something? Because this guy should be on the bench. Period. And he gets so much time to screw up. He's garbage. That's my opinion. Sorry, buddy. You're garbage. I'd rather see Pat Spencer in there, who I know is going to drive to the basket. He's not going to turn the ball over. He's going to be one of those guys that they're not going to respect. put him in and let him do what he did last night. I don't know why Steve Kerr, he got a quick 9 points and he never saw the game again. So Steve Kerr takes the hot man out all the time. It blows me away how he does this on a consistent basis. When he's got a hot man, he brings him out and don't bring him back. And he did that last night. One last thing, Shagoon. When Shagoon gets that ball in the square, double him up.
Yeah, you can't.
Have somebody come around the back and hassle him every time.
I agree.
Man,
16 rebounds last night.
He's the reason why we lose. Just take my word. He will be the reason why. If this was a series, he will be the reason. They better fix that or they will lose it. Thank you, fellas. I love you.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, back at
you. Thank you, Mike.
I got to say something about Buddy Hield, Donnie.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it right on the table, brought to you by Atco Pest Control, and you and Evan don't even know where I'm going.
No, I don't.
The bottom line is he was the Klay Thompson replacement. Steph needs help, and you need his shooting. You said that was a worry wart for this team coming into this season and into the playoffs. And the bottom line is I figured out that's why he's getting his ninth and tenth chance, Donnie. And right now, if I'm Klay Thompson watching the Warriors, you had to go get Jimmy Butler to get to this juncture. But the bottom line is, Buddy is your Klay. They know right. They need shooting and spacing, and he hasn't answered the bell most often. But do you think that's a reach that I'm bringing? Like, I'm watching that game never, like they...
Yeah, I...
Talk
Klay,
to me.
You know, Klay can...
Well, good Klay. I'm talking about what Klay Thompson was.
But...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a stretch. Like, he was never going to play 30 minutes a night like Klay did. He should be, you know, he's not shooting it well. I get it. But if you expected Buddy Hield to have a big role on this team, first of all, that's not a good sign of the talent level of your team. You know, what did he play, 16 minutes last night? I will say this, because I've been the guy that says, you know, why is he playing Buddy Hield? And the reason I think is because... Steve knows they have no shooting.
Yes.
And he's got to give Hield a crack at it. Okay.
And the minutes are dwindling.
But here's where I'm at now. And if Steve Kerr were to say, you know what? I'm giving Pat Spencer Buddy's minutes, I wouldn't be surprised at this point.
Well,
I just wouldn't.
I wouldn't. Now, listen, I just bring up Buddy because, Stoney, I feel like when he know. That dude can get hot with the best of
them. Okay, well then you got to, like
I don't think it's Pat Spencer's. That's my, you know, I don't want a victory lap. I think the guy can play, and
fine.
I would have liked him to get a little more run yesterday. But the bottom line is, when Buddy gets going.
Well, he hasn't.
Now, I'm just real quick. Buddy starting versus Buddy coming off the bench. Do you think there's a different Buddy? I do.
Goo.
It's just, it's who, yeah, you got to dance with who you brought, right?
He's Buddy Hield. Like, that's
he's made the most threes of anybody in the last 5 years.
It.
But like, I got you. Up and down.
Exactly. I mean, you can't acquire Buddy Hield and then think he's a player he's not.
Mm.
And now, like, he's the same player he always has been, but he's not making as many shots.
And that means the team's not right.
Yeah. I got to get back to Vincent in Marin. My bad, Vincent. I forgot about you. But I got you now, my man.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I wanted to touch briefly on the Kuminga out-of-bounds tip. I was thinking the same thing. Like, on one end, I was torn. Okay, like, you don't need to twirl the finger, but I was also like, hey, where's the Warriors' love? You know, I couldn't tell if it got tipped out by the Rockets, but I was in that same boat as you. But my main point I wanted to make is with Jalen Green getting 38 points, that's not normal. If he averages his normal for the season 20 points, we win that game, and everyone played below average or average on our team.
I agree with. Mm. And, go ahead, Vince.
That was kind of it, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
And congrats for the Vegas trip on us.
No doubt. And the 20K. Look at us. We'll go to the money. I got to say this just about Kuminga.
Yeah.
To sit there and watch your former G League Ignite teammate, I believe, 2021? I probably got it wrong, but they were teammates.
Mm-hmm.
To watch him do that on that forum, and then that's the game where you get reintroduced to being a part of the team. And, you know, you score 11 a point. But you know what I mean? Like, Kuminga's probably looking like I can do what he's doing. You hadn't, but I'm just saying, Snotty, just from a mental standpoint, that's got to suck, man. But then on the other hand, you got to be, forget him. Kuminga, you're getting playing time. And he went up with the left, the first one I wanted it to bounce in. Then he threw one over the glass. They're like, you can't have that. Then you turn your back on a pass from Santos. That's what I'm saying. You got to get in the game.
He wasn't great defensively either. But again, like the one thing I try not to do is when everybody's bad, I don't want to single anybody.
He made a bad foul. Who got him on the butt and was going towards the basket? Kuminga was behind him. Stop, foul. Might have been VanVleet.
Yeah, that was VanVleet.
Yeah.
I mean,
damn.
He's
I know
a young,
fouls yeah. happen.
John's in Dublin. Hey, John, how are you?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
You know, I thought the same thing. When Thompson made that foul, I thought it was just an accident. If you guys watched that in slow-mo, I watched 20 times, tried to be straight. No one's pushing him. He got a little bump from Adam, and he kind of lunged towards with his legs and his arm. And you can see him just push through Butler, and I don't see how anyone doesn't see that.
But Draymond touched him, too. Draymond kind of like, get off me. And to me, that was the momentum, not Adams, Draymond. They were touching. Draymond kind of like, get off me.
Draymond had his arm out holding him back, and he almost pushed through that. If you watch in a slow-mo, I'm sure you guys probably have, he looks like he's lunging forward hard with his legs and his arms, and I don't know. I know you guys think he's a good kid, but I just don't see it. The only good thing that came out of this is Spencer and Kuminga. We need guys that are going to at least make a move to the basket. No one else is doing it. Everyone wants to shoot three-pointers, you know?
Yeah. Appreciate it, John.
To that point, Stoney, how surprised would you be if we saw Pat Spencer in meaningful minutes? Or
I just told you. I wouldn't
moving forward.
I said, I would understand if Spencer started getting some of Buddy's minutes. I don't know.
Oh, that's where they would come from.
Yeah,
Wow.
What's but, like, anybody, you know, I'm thinking about Spencer shooting a three. I'm sure he can. As far as the Amen Thompson foul, I'll just tell you, me, Matt Steinmetz, I did not think it was dirty. That's me.
I'm with you.
And
so did the Warrior players and coaching staff.
When I say I didn't think, I'm not saying I'm right. But just like I can't say I'm right, it wasn't dirty, you can't say definitively that was a dirty play. You got to say, I think that's a dirty play.
Right. And you don't just go forward without somebody sending you that way, Donnie. And I believe Draymond sent him that way. So it was momentum, man.
And here's just the other thing. The other thing is, if there was any intent that was obvious, he'd get suspended. He would get suspended.
And Warriors would be pumping arms.
But there's no... I mean, I would be shocked beyond belief if he got suspended.
Yeah.
In fact, I can't even believe I'm saying it. It's just, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Devin. He's in an Uber. What's up, Devin? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Hey.
Pretty good.
Look, let me say this as the newest candidate for Call of the Year for the show. We're going to put the rat on the table.
They're brought to you by Echo.
Brought to you by Echo, man. The
best
show attempts. I know you guys are saying that they're similar, and, I mean, that is a fact, but it doesn't mean that fouls weren't, you know, there. They just weren't called, you know. I think it's fair to say that we could have had another 12 free throw attempts on top of what we had. But the whistle went how the whistle went, right? With that being said, I love the physicality, and I think the Warriors did too. And I'm glad they aren't crying to the refs, you know, and doing these press conferences. Like, we ain't soft. You know, I'm from Hunters Point, California. I grew up, I wasn't allowed to call fouls or I couldn't play. You see what I'm saying? So it's like I love physicality as much as the next one, you know. I think Pods killed us. Prior to the 720 stamp, like, I was taking notes. I knew I was going to call. Prior to the 720 time stamp in the first quarter, you'll see it. Moody's wide open. They're doing pin downs and flare screens, and he's wide open at the three-point line. And I'm like, you can get popcorn, you know, and he's just missing them, not seeing them. And I'm like, come on, like, we need this. But with that, Moody and I forgot who else it was, they're hesitant too.
Yeah. Buddy.
Like, there's these small windows of opportunity, and it's like, pull the trigger, bro. And they're not doing it, and I don't know what it is. Sengun, better passer than most people think he is.
Yeah.
I'm giving him credit for that. Like, he's solid. I think we should stop sagging, though. I don't know why they're sagging. We need to trust our defense, stop over-helping. That's just my slight observation. We're not communicating defensively. There's times when the ball's moving and somebody's not there. A lot of turnovers are due to our timing. This is a big one. And before I get out of here, it's due to our timing being off, and that's because of the physicality, right? We're used to guys slipping. Like, we saw Dre try to throw it to Steph, and he's thinking, you know, it's muscle memory. He's thinking, oh, he's going to shoot off here. No, that's not the case, right? They're holding, they're grabbing. So we need to do a better job of getting a feel for the game, and I think that that's going to limit some of our turnovers. But with all that being said, we lost by 15, guys. That's nothing.
Yep.
After losing Jimmy, like, I truly feel comfortable. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, Devin. Appreciate the call. You know what the Warriors need? By the way, 888-957-9570. That's the phone number. If you want to jump in here and talk Warriors Rockets.
Chris Weber.
We can hit anything, any aspect of that game. Evan and I were talking before the show, and it was like, oh, my God, there's so much happening in this game. It's unbelievable. So pick any, you know, pick a card, any card, and you can go down that road with us here on 95.7 The Game.
Green and Van Vliet during the timeout, getting into it. They did right just so. I loved it. Bad blood.
Two veterans. You know who the Warriors need?
I said Weber.
Nope. They need George Papoutsis. George Papoutsis.
I made it up.
No, I didn't. He's the dude who plays playground basketball in New York, and Scalabrine took to school. But if you watch him play, he's extremely physical.
Yeah, that man.
Papoutsis, get him in here.
Sengun was 3 assists away from a triple double, Steiny.
They can't play him that way again.
Man.
He's dynamite in space.
Yeah.
They got bounce passes. They got a crowd.
Plus 28.
Him. Yeah. Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
What's up, fellas?
Hey!
Doing good, man. I ain't got no rat to put on the table, but I do got a gripe here, man. Now, I'm tired of hearing all Rockets. They play a physical brand of basketball. Like, first of all, when does physical and basketball ever go hand in hand? Like, to me, I am not impressed with all this grabbing and holding. That's not basketball. That's no skill. You know, to me, in basketball, you have to move your feet. Stay with your man. Grabbing and holding is not a skill of basketball. Just imagine Jason Tatum or LeBron or Luka or Jokic or John Moran, or whoever the superstar is, every possession being grabbed and held, and that, you know, and that nothing being called.
Oh, whether it's away from the ball or not, I don't care. You cannot touch the other man and hold on. You need to move your feet or get two men on him. If you can't stay with your man, you need to move faster or get two men on him. Grabbing and holding is not part of the game. And I'm just tired of them getting labeled, oh, they just play a physical brand of basketball. Like, no, this is basketball. It's not football. There's no such thing as a physical brand of basketball.
Well, are you, real quick, before you go, are you mad that the Warriors and Steph aren't saying that they're bothered by it? Because I can't be more mad than the guy that is telling me, basically without saying what you're saying, it's okay.
I am mad at both parts. I'm mad at the media for just labeling them, giving that label that they can get away with. And I'm mad at the Warriors for not like, wait a minute, time out. Clint, every night on Twitter, all you got to do is look at them. You'll find videos of them grabbing and holding Steph.
No, I got
it's
you.
Hey,
Dave, well, let me.
But they're not saying it's 30, so I can't be more mad. I told you that, you know, Steph and the whistle, you know where I'm at. But if Steph and Dre and Kerr aren't going to say it's happening, how can you say or be more upset than the players?
For better or worse, if you've been watching the playoffs, this is the way it's been going. The other series are physical, too.
Oh.
The refs are not calling as many fouls
Minnesota
in the postseason
Lakers?
As in the regular season. And unfortunately, the Warriors have to deal with it. They just do. This is what it is, and it's an advantage that the Houston Rockets are trying to take advantage of, and the Warriors have to adjust. And I get it. If I get fans complain about the officiating, and I'm not here to pick a fight and say, you guys are wrong, the officiating's great. I'm not going to do that.
But go off of what the players are saying.
Well, and I'm not convinced.
Or not.
And I'm not convinced the Warriors won't say anything before Saturday's game. I'm really not. But it's going to be called like this.
They got 18 foul calls, 18 free throws, and Houston got 20, Stani. But I guess he's saying the holding of the jersey, man.
Let's go to Joseph in Vallejo. Hey, Joseph, how you doing?
Hello, how are you doing, Spidey and Goop?
Hey,
doing
well, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
And I just want to point out a couple of things. The Rockets, about leadership.
All right.
And the difference between Steph Curry and Butler. Steph had a chance last night. The Rockets did everything possible to try to let they come back and win. They had a 20-point lead, and the Warriors scored 5 in a row, made them call timeout. The bench was excited. They were saying, okay, we're coming back. And Steph saw shade to the bench and sit down with a somber look. That's if he had an opportunity to grab those young guys and say, listen, let's get this one for Jimmy. Hey, they giving us a chance. Y'all get me there. I would take us home. He did not do it. That's the difference between Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry. He just shied away from that leadership, but that was his moment. They would have won that game. I'm not a Warrior fan, but that game was for the taking. They could have easily been up 2-0. That's my take.
Appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for the call.
I would just say, Joe, he's done that 4 times and got you 4 chips.
Well, what I would say is...
Well, he was talking about last night.
What I would say is, in a game like last night, Curry's going to be... First of all, I don't think Curry was terrible.
I don't either.
In fact, I remember thinking, man... He's still making some unbelievable plays. What do you have, 9 assists? Something like that, I think. 9 assists. So, you know.
6 turnovers.
Yeah, I know. But hold on. And here I'll stick up for Curry. You know, without Jimmy Butler, it's going to be hard for Curry to have a great series if Butler doesn't play. Because last night I'm watching this team. And like I said earlier, I felt like I was watching the team last night in the third quarter, and it dawned on me, the Warriors only have 2 really good players.
Yeah.
And I get it. You can say Draymond's a Hall of Famer, all that, but, you know, the bottom line is he doesn't play offense, and he wasn't very good last night. He's a terrific defender, but you know what I mean.
But how many does Houston have like that? Like really good players. Like Jalen Green's one of them. Şengün.
I think Dylan Brooks is better than any Warrior role player the season he had.
I'm fighting you on that.
You look at Amen Thompson's got a specialty that he's very, very good at. Who's the other guy? I mean, Jabari Smith Jr.'s not a chump. And you're right. Maybe the Rockets only have two good players too, but I'm just looking at the Warriors and thinking, boy, without Butler,
and that's a big
What do they have? So yeah, Jimmy Butler's got to play, and he's got to get back for the Warriors to be at their best.
Stoney, I know we're up against it. We got to mention the stretch where six straight three-pointers were made collectively by both teams.
That's actually when I was like, Houston, you better be careful.
Man,
better be careful.
You poking the bear, but it happened. Six straight threes, man.
Exactly. Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.